First, let me offer my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, our beloved spiritual master, and to also to his successor, Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj, and to our senior living member here in Soquel, California, in San Jose, Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, our dear world brother, and to Srila Sripad Bhakti Channan Parvat Maharaj, and all our God brothers and God sisters, all meeting together here for this Sunday festival, no? Very traditional Sunday festival. And also offer my humble obeisances to our most worshipable deities who were installed, no, by Srila Govinda Maharaj personally, Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridharji.
Sripad Bhakti Kushamasra Maharaj Ki
Jaya. And anyhow, I have been asked to speak today. And a little hesitant I'm doing, because Maharaj asked me, I think, you know, he will be the proper speaker for tonight. But naturally he will also speak, and we will hear all from him. But I am very happy always to come here to Soquel, to our Soquel Seva Ashram, and to our San Jose Seva Ashram. Very memorable, very beautiful, historical pastimes have been witnessed here by all of you. And also by the grace of Gurudev, the Godhead like myself have also got this opportunity to come here and be received by all of you with affection, and which many times I consider undeserved for myself. But you are very magnanimous, very generous. I am always giving this affection, dealings, this your heart always with the seed of devotion and flourishing by the instructions, by the precepts, by the affection of Srila Gurudev. Naturally you are welcoming and dealing affectionately with all the devotees. So I very much also counted myself among that group, and feeling always very fortunate. And well, we are chanting all these songs, and we are seeing here how through the devotees of the Lord we can attain the grace, we can receive all the auspicious, all the blessings. Naturally, we may feel in our life. Srila Govinda Maharaj many times used to mention, or used to reveal, because not I did not hear many times, but through him I heard this: Vaishnavism really is not the worship of the Lord. Really, we are more interested with the worship of his devotee. And because the Lord is always in that very happy when he sees that, when he sees that his devotee is worshipped, then naturally he becomes so enthusiasm, and that he himself appears as a devotee, to show everyone how much he loves those who are surrendered to him, those who are his associates, those who love him purely, and he wants through them. Jai Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhar Yuki Jai. And he wants through them also to to distribute his movement and the gift he came to give, the gift he came to distribute all over the world. In a very simple way, he predicted that Prithivite Ache Jata Nagara Digram Sarvatra Prachara Hoive Muranam, that my holy name will be heard Sarvatra Prachara Hoive Muranam. Prithivite Ache Jata Nagara Di Nagar Gram, in every town and in every village. And that he did, but mostly, even though himself was the inspiration, the dynamo who moved all his devotees and who inspired their hearts, and whom, but also through them we got all of his grace. He inspired and empowered devotees. And he did it in a particular way. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, sometimes he explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that his pastimes are inconceivable. He himself is saying like that, posing himself and saying, honestly, I cannot conceive about the full extent about the pastimes of the Lord. And he's saying that in many instances, one of them, when he is presenting to devotees, through his devotees, that distribution of his holy name and how to worship him, how to know him, what is really his heart, that divine heart, which understands and who has everything in itself and who is unlimited, how he can be understood. And we are very happy to see that he did not follow some formal things, but instead he tried always to give the spirit of the essence of the truth, not only the external aspect of things. And when through the personalities like Ramananda Roy, who was born in a Shudra caste, and but he nevertheless he received himself instructions from him. He himself asked Ramananda Roy to speak this knowledge, and was very happy to hear from him. And he wanted hear from him also to teach the devotees what is divine love, which transcends caste, nationality, all these external identifications. Generally, the general public is following. Then Pradyumna Misra came to him. He wanted to hear. We are here, and we all always are trying to, by the order of Sri Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, trying to hear and say something. Sravanam Kirtanam. We are trying to hear about these divine topics of the Lord, and also then we can chant properly his name. We can try also to partake that with others. Then Pradyumna Misra arrived with him, and he was very interested and very happy that, I'm coming to you because I want to hear these topics of Krishna from your divine self. Nothing like yourself to hear these topics. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, yes, it is very good. I am very happy to see that you are now developing this taste for hearing topics about Krishna. And then he quoted this sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, saying that if one cannot revive this attachment for the Lord, or if he cannot develop this eagerness to hear and to chant these topics of the Lord, then it doesn't matter if he fulfills all his duties perfectly of the Varnashrama, as it is mentioned. All these activities will be considered like useless. If that first responsibility is not developed, it is not, it doesn't come as a result of one's life, you know, then human life naturally obtains, you know, the full satisfaction. To have a human life, we always are hearing, it is very important, because it is only through human life that we can really attain this, what we have lost, out of our negligence, out of our wrong decision, and we cannot blame anyone by ourselves due to this incapacity to select the proper choice. We selected the wrong decision, and we are coming here, and now we are living this temporary life. We are living for 60 years, 50 years, for some period of time. But we know that even though it may be perhaps pleasant one, still we cannot remain here forever. Then naturally we will think, well, this is the natural course of everyone. But it is not like that. No, we have been told that most of the souls, most of them, it's inconceivable to think that, but most of them, they got the good choice, and they resolved properly how to become units of dedication in the spiritual realm, in the world where Krishna is having his pastimes and he's reciprocating lovingly with his devotees. Most of the souls selected to go to that side whenever they had this opportunity to select, no? Like in a school, or now we are hearing about graduates, and we are very happy, very proud for our young boys and girls who are graduating, and we heard, no, with so much recognition.
Valedictorian.
Yeah. Recognition. Ramananda's daughter, she got. Rohini Devidasi, and now they are very happy and very proud. We also feel very proud. And we heard also from Devaki, no? From Devaki Devidasi, how she graduated with 1 year ahead of his time.
16 years old.
16-year-old, regularly, by his age, a boy or girl will go to the school and will graduate 1 year later. Huh?
Or 2 years later.
Or 2 years later.
Not at all.
And, yeah, some like myself will not graduate at all.
Eighteen normal, 17 quickly, younger. He was born in January, so 16 not.
And we hear, Sharanangi said, no, one day she came, because she attended her ceremony of graduation, and along with so many other of the devotees, a big group, no, 16, 20 devotees were there. And she told me that, you know, Maharaj, she spoke so beautifully, because everyone got the opportunity to say something. It was not, fortunately, these types of like 1,000 or 2,000 or I don't know how many graduate, like in many schools will happen. I heard that just from our god brother and god sister in Chula Vista, Jagannath Swami Prabhu and Prisni Devi, their junior, their youngest boy. He also graduated, but his was a very like packed, very assist, huge. No, huge means with so many graduates, and they have like a football field, something arranged, and the stage was there. And then naturally, he was. What they told me was that it was so many people, and so many young and girls, so many young boys and girls, that they had aligned two lines. And they were passing as fast as possible, shaking the hands of the authorities of the school, receiving whatsoever the recognition as graduate, and going aside. But in this case, Devaki, it was a group like, in her words, like 70 no? Girls and boys? Mm-hmm. Girls and boys, and then they were asked to give some words to speak something. And she came, according to a few devotees told us, and I heard from Sharanangi that she spoke so nicely at that. And it was captured at some moment of his speech, of her speech, by some emotion. But then he could control that and continue with her explanation. The headmaster or the chief person, principal in the school, also she spoke about her, that under very difficult circumstances, because she explained about the passing away of Ranjit and so many other incidents that they have gone through. Huh?
The grandmother. The father has cancer.
The father has cancer.
So many things went on for some time.
Sanatani told us that finally she made it, no? And she did such a nice deal, passed all her units, her exams, and became graduate. But I was explaining all these things.
So many souls graduate and go exactly to the higher realm.
Yes. Like that. And only very few, it's not a happy thing. It's not like a thing which you may feel like proud of it. Only very few flunk
the text. Come to this material world.
And come to this material world. And we think, hey, really, it is like that. Yes, only very few. The most part of them, they went to the spiritual. Oh, then we are feeling, no, all right, it is not very good, my position here. But now, one way or the other, we are here, and Mahaprabhu has come, no, to redeem everyone with this beautiful movement. But the very attractive aspect of his movement is that he is not coming as Bhagavan himself, but he's coming to glorify, to present the exalted position of his devotees. And his devotees, fortunately, they appear in this world, and we can know if we are fortunate and if we are also submissive and humble, we can approach them for our redemption, for our upliftment. Rather long.
Yes.
Rajuna
Mishra.
And Pradyumna Mishra came to Mahaprabhu saying that, oh, I like very much to hear from you, because that is the process recommended in this age, no? To hear about the glories of the Lord and to repeat those glories, especially this chanting of the holy name. Very simple process. And it becomes complicated due to our individual position. If I am becoming offensive, if I am rejecting that opportunity who has been granted very beautifully to all the conditioned soul, to all these who have flunked the test, then naturally I will have a difficult way to catch this movement. Nevertheless, some personalities like Nityananda Prabhu, very strongly, they have come, and even those who reject to save themselves, he is ready to not give up on those rascals.
Conditioned souls.
Yeah. And then Pradyumna Mishra, he was a Brahmin, no? And no, very good Brahmin, and also very learned personality. But one way or other, he developed this belief that, or this attraction to hear Krishna's pastimes, but he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and explained to him that I want to hear from you. This is the aim, this is the goal of our life, and I'm coming here to hear from you. And Mahaprabhu, first of all, he said to him that, yes, you are doing the proper thing. I'm very happy. Not only you, anyone who will come and hear about these topics of the Supreme Lord, his personality, his associates, his divine pastimes. That is not mundane. That is not to be in touch with some mundane thing. And therefore, I am very happy that you are doing that and everyone else. But I think that if you really want to hear that, I cannot tell you to go with Ramananda Roy. Why? Because Ramananda Roy knows better than myself what is Krishna consciousness. And when we come to that subject matter of to understand what is Krishna consciousness, then naturally we will understand that it is not so easy. It is not so easy, not because it is a thing which cannot be grasped or obtained. No, it can be. But it is difficult because we have many anarthas and many resistance to that which is our real wealth. And the devotee of the Lord, or through the grace of the devotee of the Lord is many times pointing out that through his followers, then anyone will take the true benefit of the practice of Krishna consciousness. So Mahaprabhu asked him, please, to go with Ramananda Roy, because he had heard from Ramananda Roy about what he wanted to hear. And then Pradyumna Mishra went there. First of all, he got a little confused because Ramananda Roy was doing apparently externally some objectionable activities. He was teaching, in other words, he was teaching some young girls how to act, how to chant, and how to dance for the Lord Jagannath. He wrote this drama, Sri Jagannath Balava Nataka. And in that drama there are many songs. And naturally, Ramananda Roy wanted to teach those girls how to act and how to present these songs and these dances for the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord. So he was teaching them how to move their eyes, etc., etc. But nevertheless, he came back. No, Pradyumna Mishra came back and he said, I went there. And Mahaprabhu asked him, did you hear from Ramananda Roy? I said, I went there, but I find him doing all these things, and I didn't thought it was proper. And he came back. He said, no, you don't know who is Ramananda Roy. Even myself, I am disturbed when I hear the name of a woman. But in the case of Ramananda Roy, it's not like that. He's not an ordinary person. Don't confuse him. He may be accepted by you as an ordinary person, but that is the living entity fault. So you should go there and hear. This is my request. No, I myself, I feel some disturbance when I hear what to speak of touching a woman. Just by hearing the name of a woman, I am disturbed. But that is not his case. So you please go there. And Pradyumna Mishra was sent again to... And that time, Ramananda Roy was not so much busy. He had already trained these girls. And his servant asked him, and he came and started talking with Ramananda Roy from early in the morning. And he excused himself. Oh, please, yesterday I couldn't serve you properly. My servant told me it is my fault. No, please excuse that fault, but I am very happy that you have come and Mahaprabhu has sent you here, and yes, I will talk with you about all these things you want to hear. And they started in the morning and continued at noontime, and the servant came and told them that, look, there is prasadam, and they were so absorbed that finally the servant, almost at the end of the day, he had to come and tell them that, hey, you are continuing too much. Stop. No, you need to attend these things. You have been so much absorbed in these talks, and now you need to take your prasadana. Anyhow, Ramananda Roy bid farewell Pradyumna Mishra, and Pradyumna Mishra came back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the next following day he went to him, and then Mahaprabhu asked him, did you hear from him? And he said, yes, this time I heard from him. And I can say that he's not an ordinary living entity. I was confused, I was misled, I missed him. You know, the first time when I came to him, and I did not realize who he was. But the way he spoke to me and what I heard from him, now I have no doubt that he is not an ordinary personality. Then Mahaprabhu was sannyasi and was Brahmin as well. But he wanted to teach Pradyumna Mitra that this high knowledge, this knowledge of Sharanagati, and this beautiful love that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute with the heart and sentiments of Srimati Radharani and with the external appearance of her, and that it is not easy, no, to receive. And we should naturally become a little empty and a little clean of all these things which are not, which are making ourselves not fit recipients of that distribution, no? Of that divine love. That divine love which Mahaprabhu came to give, this divine love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan for their lordships, and especially how it is represented in the dedication and the devotion of Srimati Radharani, that is not a very easy thing to receive. And Mahaprabhu was always through all his lila, testing, no, everyone, and presenting these higher things in so many ways through his devotees. Which devotees? Devotees who were considered, no, from the Shudra caste. And also Rupa and Sanatan, we find also in their lives, in their example, they did born in a Brahmin family, no. Generally, those civilizations which are not following the Vedic culture means has no regard for the Vedic principles, and also no regard at all for one of the names of Krishna is Govinda, which means he loves very much the cows and the Brahmins. Those civilizations who have not regard for those things, however advanced in the material sense may be, but they are considered Mlecha or Javana. No? Then Rupa and Sanatana, because they were really very expert, they became like indispensable. They became very near to the governor, who was Muslim at that time. No, the governor, the Muslim, were governing different areas and regions of India, and that part also, it was being governed by them. And this governor, what is the name?
Nawab Hussain Shah.
Hussain Shah. That personality, because they were so qualified, he called them and brought him to his administration, no, to help him to do all these jobs. Especially Sanatana Goswami became like his brother, no, like his part of his family. And when he will go outside and try to conquer and establish his domination more and more lengthily, no, and get more taxes from provinces and this and that, and Sanatana would stay back and run perfectly his kingdom. But they also, when they saw Mahaprabhu, they felt so much captured by him that they didn't want to spend any single moment more without his association. So Mahaprabhu also used them, and because of their association with the Javanas or with the Mlechas, Mlechavasi, no? They served them, they get so near to the governor and were accepted by him as their family personalities, then, or members, then naturally they became also tagged, no, with this external vision of, oh, they are not Brahmins. But Mahaprabhu through them also gave so many of his instructions, so many valuable books they wrote. He inspired them personally, and also he asked many of his devotees no? Like Swarup Damodar, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, like Ramananda Roy, like very intimate, the most intimate circle of his devotees, Gadadhar Pandit, no? And many of them, he asked them that, please, you bless them, no? I am already empowered them, but I would like, no, that all of you will give this blessing to him, to them, because in that way Mahaprabhu established them. And they naturally went, by the instruction of Sriman Mahaprabhu, they went, they couldn't stay with him, they would love to stay with him, as some of his associates, like Raghunath Das Goswami, or Swarup Damodar, or many other devotees, his personal assistant, Govinda, but they couldn't stay with him, and they had to go to Vrindavan, and they fulfilled, you know, what Mahaprabhu instructed. And what Rupa Goswami gave, you know, the scriptures which Mahaprabhu presented through Rupa Goswami, were so astounding and so beautiful that many times in that Raja Sabha, in that particular assembly of devotees, they became very impressed. No? Mahaprabhu, a few times, he showed to them the compositions of Rupa Goswami. No? And when they heard this composition, they, oh, how can he know these things? How can these things came out from Rupa Goswami? And Mahaprabhu himself asked them, Swarup Damodar, or to Ramananda Roy and to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he asked them that, how he can present these things, you tell me. And they said that, oh, we think that if it is not by your grace, nobody will be able to speak such things. So we think that you have blessed abundantly them. You have blessed Sri Rupa Goswami to present your conception, you know, what is the full-fledged development of divine law. You know? And also Haridas Thakur, who is Haridas Thakur? You know, Haridas Thakur born in a Mlecha family, or in a Javana family, as we have heard from there. We don't know what is Mlecha. They, in India, if we say, oh, I'm in Mlecha, no, Aravinda Lochan always used to say that, no? when he's preaching to the Bengalis or to the people coming with him, or that he meets and makes some relationship, he always says like that. And they say, no, you know, you are not. Yes, I'm in Mlecha. I'm in Mlecha. But they know, no, they have, it is their culture. They know what the best thing is, no, to be called Mlecha or to be called a Javana. By the divine will of the Lord, he presents these pastimes. And through all these personalities he presents, and to Haridas Thakur also, no, he made him the Acharya, no, the Namacharya, the Acharya of the holy name of the Lord, and of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Then, when we see that and when we hear that, we have naturally some hope, no? And they have recently, all our spiritual master or our acharyas in this divine disciplic succession, they have come also to teach, to bring the teachings of Sriman Mahaprabhu here to the West, to this land where all this disqualification exists. But because they are so compassionate, because they are so, also because their vision is pure, they understand that the living entity is, you know, only covered by a temporary, fragment of time. It is covered from its real nature, which is not to be servant of the Lord, an eternal, conscious and bliss living entity, whose position is to be the servant of Lord. Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. And they have come and they have distributed this among this civilization, no, our Western civilization. And now, you know, so many of us, we have been fortunate to come and been very happy, very pleased to feel like we have got this opportunity. And we pray, you know, we pray to our, to them, and we pray to their followers like yourselves here in this part of California headed by Sripad Bhakti Pavanjanardhan Maharaj. We also, we always pray that this conception that they have come to give us, which is so exalted and so beautiful, and which personalities like myself do not deserve, but we pray that it will be kept in the heart, and any offense, any wrong understanding or misbehavior, whatsoever it may be, that I will, that will be removed, no? And any obstacle in the devotion, in our devotional path, will be, it will be removed, and naturally, that our desires to attain this wealth will be fulfilled. No? So these songs, many times they are presenting this esta posición tan desvalida de los devotos. This position, this esta posición tan desvalida.
Unqualified.
This feeling of worthless and hopeless position in the devotees, they are always expressing these sentiments here, and they are always like with tears in their eyes, praying to Lord Nityananda, to the devotees of the Lord, that, oh, if you are little gracious upon me, and you don't, and you forget about my many faults, then I will be happy, I will get the grace of that, no, Gaura Sundar, that supreme divine dancer, no, the golden volcano of divine love. I will attain a little bit of his grace, who is non different from Radha and Krishna. And many things we, I am hearing, of course I am repeating just these things. But one thing, it becomes more and more true in our, as the time passes. Now we don't have here with ourselves Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. No? It has been also expressed in these songs and through the writing of this exalted personality, that in the absence of one spiritual master, then naturally those things who were, we may feeling so near to us and so in a so home type of environment, then suddenly became like very, you know. And Raghunath Das Goswami especially, he's saying about places like Radha Kunda and Govardhan, that those places which are like the most sublime worshipable places of the Vaishnavas, the followers of Sriman Mahaprabhu. But he's expressing that, oh, now in the absence of my spiritual master, referring to Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana Goswami. To Sri Sanatana Goswami or Sri Rupa Goswami? Referring to some of them, he's saying, now in their absence, I feel like these places who were like very dear and which I felt, now I feel like I am afraid to go there. I feel like they were very scary for me. No? So, even though now we don't have the presence of he who beautifully presented, you know, the mission of Sri Bhakti, Srila Bhakti Rakha Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, nevertheless we have his mission, no? He worked, he, I can say he worked, but he served, no, with love and affection as the true disciple should do. He worshipped any instruction and any part of that mission who was entrusted to him by his spiritual master. And he very, you know, with so much affection, which these days, these past days in San Jose, we were also had the opportunity to talk a little bit about these subject matters, and this topic came of the following of the rules and regulations, no? But after some time, the rules and regulations, and we don't want to say that we should not follow rules and regulations, no. But in that sloka of the Upadeshamrita, it is very well said that you should follow the rules and regulations and never to leave them aside. But also you should not follow them. What?
Giyamagraha, either fanatically without understanding them or just neglect them.
Neither way. And which is the proper, I mean, how one can get near to that practice, no? How can we neither become in both sides? By the association of the superior Vaishnava, by the association of him who is giving us, him who is the recipient of the love of the Lord. No? He is giving his mercy, and he is, through his affection, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj came and distributed and presented the mission and the aspiration of his divine master in the Western world. And we were saying that, yes, very difficult, but naturally, every individual, all of us are individual, and we cannot but to explain a little bit of our own case. But I know that it was not by him, I for sure, no doubt, I will be missing what is the proper way to receive this beautiful and charming and no way, and many things we can say, but also, so exalted instructions of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, but also very difficult to properly follow. No? Then the only way that we have understood by them is that we can neither come to one of these faults, to follow these rules and regulations without understanding the aim of them, and also we should not like eliminate them. So we cannot follow that properly if we don't have the grace of the association of the devotees. Then Srila Govinda Maharaj also, he extended as much as he could his presence in this world, his divine pastimes. He saw definitively that his devotees, his followers, his daughters, his boys, our spiritual god sisters and god brothers, and they needed more and more his conception, his support, his compassion, his affection. But finally he left this world out of his own accord, and now naturally we are feeling some absence of him. But he, in his immense compassion and in his immense grace, he has left this beautiful mission. And the mission means mostly his devotees. And then we are, fortunately, with a very nice members in this Chaitanya Saraswati Math, with devotees who have heart, who have served him, who have received instructions from him, and which now are ready to continue serving that which he showed us. He served with so much dedication, and with a pure heart, with affection, and like that. So, I am always very happy to have still as my guardian Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, my god brother, and all of you, especially this community, have a lot of senior members, senior devotees, god sisters, and we cannot by feel always like protected and how do you say, like that, a bird covering with his wings. shelter, you know, by the example of all of you. I know that that if I can keep that, and if I can regard that sincerely, naturally, I will. This Hi Gosai Kori Charana Vandan Jaha Hoite Vilnanas Avista Puran. This path and all the obstacles in this path will be removed. This is my hope. And the desires for attaining simply and without any other, finally, no? Because at present there are so many things in my heart, very difficult to properly, think that I am, my aspiration is so pure. So many contaminations and so many wrong desires and desire for pratista and for kamini and for fame and name and these enemies, you know, that we have always coming and knocking at my door. But this removing of the obstacles and fulfilling of our true desire, as it expressed in these songs of the Vaishnavas, which with very pure heart they are only asking for that divine love. And I hope that that I will not be misguided and that I will continue participating in this mission. Very glorious mission, very beautiful mission, and with so many God brothers and God sisters to follow. Srila Govinda Maharaj also has established Srila Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj as his successor. And we have also some other God brothers like Goswami Maharaj, Avadhut Maharaj, which he has mentioned as personalities who will look along with him for his mission, and we are trying to understand and to see what will happen, how more beautiful things will develop and expand and manifest. You know, definitely consider that it is not a mundane institution. It's an institution governed by the principles of love and mercy. You know? Srila Govinda Maharaj always requests from everyone two very simple things, not so simple sometimes, chastity and sincerity. And we see through the example and through the lives of many of you these words of him, his personality, his desire, and that awakes in my mind and in my consciousness of his personality. He may not be with us, but through all of you, I am, anytime I'm trying to go in the wrong direction, I'm reminding by your example and by your life and your activities, whatever simple they may be, but honestly, honest activities, I am being reminded about him and about my responsibility in this life. So it is I'm very happy to be here again. And this time, by the request of Janardhan Maharaj, to have said some words. Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj ki. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki. Jai Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj ki. All the assembled devotees ki. Jai our Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari Jiu ki. Jai. And our Sri San Jose and Sri Sopel, Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Matsivatra, and Sri Jaya. And now I am asking a little bit, Janardhan Maharaj, if you would like to say something. Yes. Would you like to come here, Maharaj?
No, I'll sit here. It's a little late, I will not say too much, but I want to express that we are very much appreciative that Srila Bhakti Kushalasha Maharaj has come here to visit us. We are all very happy when he comes here. Actually, Ashram Maharaj has been a leader in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Maharaj since the very beginning, since 1981. he was met with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and he received sannyas from Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and he is always one of the principal and stalwart devotees of this mission, and always very enthusiastic to serve Srila Govinda Maharaj. And when Srila Govinda Maharaj was considering before in his days what how things would go on, and then Srila Govinda Maharaj remarked, in Ashram Maharaj, he has 9-10 ashrams in Mexico, and Srila Govinda Maharaj saw him as the natural leader there. All the devotees there, like the principal devotees, like Lakshmi Rani and Madhu Chanda and the Jaivalai and Pitambar, all the devotees there looking to Ashram Maharaj for leadership there, and the mission is going very nicely. And always he has been very kind that he often has come here to Soquel and to San Jose and visited us many times. Many times. Everyone knows him for so many years. Like, he is saying that how in Mexico they consider that I'm part of the mission there, but also they are very much considering the Nasha Mars as part of the mission here in California. And everyone always happy to receive him. And I'm very appreciative that out of his travels, he's always telling me how he's concerned, because he has many responsibilities in Mexico, but he spends always a lot of time in India, helping with the mission there, and then in other places they're asking him to visit. Then he's sometimes concerned that he has responsibilities, but he has taken some time off from those responsibilities and come here for a week. We feel very much grateful to him that he's giving us that chance to have his divine association. I'm very nice. I'm very happy by that. And I know all the devotees are very happy by that. Everyone when they hear that Asha Mars is coming, they're all coming excitedly home that he's coming. This is very fortunate for us. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, she expressed appreciation that Asha Maharaj could give some proper representation for Sri Chaitanya Saraswati modern mission. And that's good for us. Anyway, Asha Maharaj is here till Tuesday. And then Tuesday he goes back to San Diego and Tijuana, and then on to Mexico. They have a big meeting in Mexico, the meeting of all the leaders, right, in Veracruz. Meeting of all the very organized.
So I've been very fortunate to have the association of Sripad Bhakti Kushimashram Maharaj for many years now. I remember when Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Goswami Maharaj sent me to San Jose just after I took Harinam Diksha in 1988, and he told me to go and serve Goswami Maharaj in San Jose. I was staying in the 13th Street Temple. Whenever Ashram Maharaj came again, like here, it was always like a celebration. We were so happy to have Sripad Ashram Maharaj with us. And I was so new and everything. And I thought, oh, this big sannyasi. And then he is coming and taking everybody's plates and washing them for them. And I was so impressed. I thought, wow. Ashram Maharaj is, you know, always so very humble and sweet. And very much of a gentleman. I don't know what the word is in Spanish, maybe caballero?
Caballero.
Puerco.
Don't miss it.
So educated, I think he had, what is it, a master's in business administration, something like that. But you couldn't tell it. He doesn't push himself forward and say, oh, I have this or I have that qualification. Always, oh, I'm a very humble person, very small, etc. You're all so kind to me, etc. But Govinda Maharaj always emphasized that Trinadapi Samikshina, that mentality of humility, giving honor to others, giving respect to humility. And I see that exemplified so much in Srila Bhakti Kushamashram Maharaj. And sometimes I would meet him, once I met him at the metro station, Belgache metro station. I was in line waiting for a auto rickshaw. And he came out, and it was a long line, and he said, hello, we were talking for a while. And then he said, okay, now I'm going to go to the back of the line. I said, no, you come with me. And I told him, the people around me, he said, all right, if he comes with me. He said, yes. But he didn't have any of it. He didn't want to cheat in any way. He just walked himself all the way to the back of the line and to wait for a long time. If I had been a gentleman, I'd walk back with him to have his association, but I wasn't that intelligent. But Ashram Maharaj, is his nature. He's always harmonizing, is generally amongst the devotees, is always has that harmonizing nature, but don't expect him to give you a cut when he's slack playing football or basketball. He's a little competitive. Okay, I don't know how to talk about Saturday after 8:30. We're all very fortunate to have the association of Shripad Bhakti Krishnamashram Maharaj. And my heart, I feel such joy when he comes, and I feel such sadness when he goes. But what can I say? Now he's here, let's appreciate that fact and enjoy his association. And to take benefit of his knowledge of the Shastra and Siddhanta. His classes are always, when he's reading from the Shastras, always we're getting so much benefit from his explanations. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Bhakti Kushamashram Maharaj Ki.
Now we have kirtan.
Yes, kirtan. Kalinda, it's too late, Kalinda, it's too late. We are...
Just a little advice, Maharaj.
A little advice.
How to proceed in our spiritual life.
Yes.
When you are here, we feel everything comes alive. You have so much beauty in your heart. So give us some advice that we can follow.
You know, generally that happens when we are... when in Mexico... They feel very happy when Janardhan Maharaj goes there. And when some visitors come there, they are feeling, when Sarvabi, now he's going the next weekend, he's coming to Tijuana, and the devotees are very happy. So it seems that when we are living, what is that expression? The garden of our neighborhood always look.
The grass is greener.
Exactly. It is always like that. And yes, it doesn't matter where you are, in Mexico, in South America, in India, in Europe, every time that happens. But we should understand. It's like a family. I really like one thing for me. It has been always very difficult to understand is how you all, our God brothers and God sisters who are married, how can continue, being very tolerant and very, I don't know what to say, but it is really like a proof of real tolerance. Maharaj knows, and he was expressing. I remember there in the inauguration of the Samadhi Mandir this time. Upsila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. He was saying about that humble and this position of humbleness. It is not so difficult to do. And it's even easier to fake that. But tolerance is not so easy to fake. It's not so easy to fake that. And that is more taste for those flunky Flunky Jiva souls who have not passed the examination. This tolerance is very difficult to do. But then our communities, which are very needed for us, because are like a little embassies of the spiritual world or a little island in the desert of Maya, then these little embassies, which are our temples, we live there and we live like a family. But because, how do you say, familiarity breeds contempt. Then because of that natural and logical condition of our communication or our living together, naturally we may disregard the jewel that we have just by our side. No? So we always need to refresh ourselves and understand ourselves and find out that how many beautiful things Srila Govinda Maharaj came to give us. I still remember, we have sometimes expressed that, but he was in the Dominican hospital, Gurgel. I mean, in that short period, he was admitted twice in a hospital. The first time for his lung surgery, no? And the second one, they wanted to make a bypass, or not bypass, but it is called, what is the name of that, Jamuna?
Angioplasty.
Which, first of all, they made some study, and they will go with one, how do you call?
Catheter.
One sonda, con una catheter, with one catheter. Thank you, Maharaj. It goes through the whole nervous system, to the vascular artery system. It goes to the right to the heart, and they can see by the inside of these micro cameras. They can see how much clogged is the vein, no? The outside vein, and that is a cause of heart attack. So Gurudev had a heart attack. Finally, he was with heart attack. With a big surgery just 1 month ago, was being very, like this Dr. Ray, a pulmonologist, a specialist. But he was the one who detected that, oh, when he made this electrocardiogram for Gurudev, then only he knew that, oh, you just had a massive heart attack. No, nobody knew. We all didn't know.
Gurudev knew.
Exactly. He was the only one who knew. But nobody else could find out what was that extremely painful day that he had. Anyhow, I'm just saying this, but I remember quite well. When he was in that Dominican hospital, after they treat him and said to him, and then he had this condition of his hand. It's very difficult to find the vein, no? And they, every time, if they are not patient and they are not good, they will pinch him so many times that he was very tired. And he said, hey, he called Janardhan Maharaj and he said, please come and bring me out of the hospital. We have heard once that the same thing happened with A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, isn't it? He asked his disciples, bring me out of the hospital. It doesn't matter what anyone says. Bring me out. And Gurudev said like that. And he said, I don't care if I'm going to die. I don't care. I am very happy to be in that beautiful Seva Ashram, those beautiful deities, and those beautiful devotees. He said like that. No? He expressed like that. And he served this ashram. He was here when the document, the title was signed, no? Right exactly at that time. Which date was that, Maharaj?
Radhastami,
no? Very glorious. Then, naturally, we feel happy. And I am very happy that Kalindi, can express these words for my own undeserved person. But really, it seems when I go to Mexico, don't believe that the people are very happy and very joyful.
No,
they are also like, but when Janardhan Maharaj comes, when everyone comes, he feel really very much enthusiastic. No, but that is, we need to really to appreciate what we have. And definitively, that here in this temple, in this community, we have jewels. Not ordinary crystal makeup, fantasy jewelry. No, real jewels, like 24 kilates.
Carrots.
These jewels are presented in such nice.
24 tonori
settings, and the jewels are very genuine, and as much as we will, ask the Lord, please let me see this. Always we are thinking, why I was not in the time of Sriman Mahaprabhu, or no, we have been so fortunate, and very happy we can say and we can discuss this. So I am very happy to hear that. But that happens everywhere, no? Naturally, because we are a family, and you are also a family, no? And I was starting with this answer of the question of Kalindi, that I am always very impressed to see our God brothers, householders, God sisters and God brothers, how can they go on, and how can they really tolerate and these things which are the result of the day-to-day basis living. No, convivencia, how do you say? Convivencia. When you convives con otra persona. Convivir.
Means that people as a family are living together.
Like in a family. And naturally will be problems and will be disgust and will be that doesn't show, or that it is not the proof that is wrong relationship, or that is that. No. That is the result of living here in this world. That is the result of being separated a little bit of our fountainhead, of our real source of all satisfaction. And anyhow, okay. Uchan Maharaj. Chant.
Hari Maharaya Namah Krishna Jaravaya Namah
Hari Maharaya Namah.